Your 7:02 weekend breakfast with me, Gugs Mhlungu. Time for us to get into motoring. And there is concern that there's a huge increase in car, wheel and tyre theft that's been reported in Joburg suburbs. And I wonder if you have been a victim of this tyre and wheel theft. I know of one person, Dr. Anna Trepido, that it happened to. And actually, her spare wheel wasn't even mounted on the back of the car because it was a little bucky that she'd taken. It was under the car. And she says it was taken while her and I were buying biscuits in Fordsburg. I mean, she doesn't mind because we got biscuits, they got a tyre. She doesn't care. We got the biscuits anyway. But I only know of that particular case. And I didn't realize that it was a trend that was on the increase. So if it's happened to you or you know of someone else that it's happened to, please let us know. We'd like to hear their experience about their experience on 011-883-0702. Send us an SMS on 31702. Joined as always by our resident motoring enthusiast, Warren Tucker. Warren, a very good morning to you.
Good morning, Googs. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, thank you. I'm asking all of our guests whether they remember where they were on this day 30 years ago.
On this day 30 years ago, I was a kid, eh?
Yeah.
A very young kid. So chances are I was on my bicycle doing something or the other on this day 30 years ago.
Not realizing that history was being made.
100%. And then 2016, I had a little girl, so I'd like to say happy birthday to my daughter this morning. Her being a freedom baby.
Is she born on the 27th of April?
Yes, she is.
And did you name her Nonkululeko? Because that's the only option. Those are your only options. Nonkululeko no, and or freedom.
And or freedom, no. Her name is Peyton.
Okay.
So, yes. Happy birthday, Peyton.
Happy birthday, Peyton.
Happy birthday, baby. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
So, quite an interesting article I stumbled across from this week, actually. A huge increase in car, wheel, and tire theft is being reported in Joburg suburbs. What is happening?
So I'm sure you've driven around and you see these places pop up that sell secondhand tires, rims, and all of those kinds of things. Okay, so those places obviously need to be fed.
Mm-hmm.
They need stock, 100%. I'm not making the assumption that all of them have tires and rims that come off stolen vehicles. Look, majority of the time, people are buying them from scrapyards. Buying them from vehicles that are accident damaged beyond repair, and then selling them to the public. But there is a theft ring that goes around stealing these wheels. Now, in the past, the Toyota Fortunas were easy targets because the spare wheels under the back, guys would literally get under the car, loosen the nut there quickly, and in 2 minutes it's gone. You won't see them. Manufacturers have put lock nuts and special kind of locks on there, but the guys, it's just time. They need time and they get through it. And majority of the time, these wheels are sold at these stores back to the public. So you might be in a situation where your wheels were stolen and you might not even know that you're buying your own set of wheels back, so
right.
to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crime that has been around for a while. I see there's a massive increase now. You know, vehicles come out with lock nuts. So there's a special lock nut. I would recommend the Magard lock nut. They're a little bit more difficult to get through. But, you know, nothing's foolproof. And it's all about time. And, you know, as long as these guys have time to get to the wheels, you know, they chances are they might be able to get away with them.
Yeah. And so how long does it take on, do we know how long it takes to, you know, remove either your spare or your other tires? Is it a very quick thing? Even if there is a, you know, you were saying a pretty good one to use is the Magard lock nut. Even with one of those, is it a very quick thing?
From the videos I've seen and... You know, I always say this, how we get up and go to work every day and become masters of our jobs.
Criminals
these guys
do the same.
Same thing. And I mean, it's minutes and literally four corners are gone in minutes. Jeez. And they'll be gone over the wall and on their way. Because a lot of the time also there's these power, these portable power tools that these guys move around with. I mean, there was a massive thing in the States where guys were stealing catalytic converters, because as we know, there's platinum, rhodium, iridium in the catalytic converters. And there were literally two guys would pull up. One would have a jack and the other one would have an electric saw. And they would literally, the one would jack, while the one is jacking, the other one is sliding underneath the car. And they cut the cat out, and before you blink, they're on their way with the thing. They're in the waiting car, and they're gone.
Sure.
Now, this is a similar setup. Most of the time, this is happening in the early hours of the morning, according to the information we've received. The videos also will show the guys coming three, four at a time, sometimes five, where there's one lookout. There's four guys that literally go to the car. And like I said, couple of minutes and they're over the wall with your wheels, or they're out the gate and they're gone.
Yeah, when we, so Dr. Trapeda and I were in a shop, well, we were in a bakery, and we weren't in there for very long. We were probably gone for about 30 minutes, and by the time we came back, her spare wheel was gone. So I don't even know if they needed the full 30 minutes, but it was pretty quick because we then took one car to the second location. But yeah, the spare wheel was gone in a matter of minutes. It was pretty quick. I didn't even realize the spare wheel was gone until she told me that when yeah. we'd done our trip to Fordsburg, her spare wheel got stolen. So car owners are being told to take precautions. I know you mentioned the lock nuts as one of the things you can do. Are there any other precautions you can be taking to prevent your wheels being stolen?
Well, you know, don't park. Look, at the end of the day, they need to get to your vehicle, okay? And they need to be able to get to all the wheels so that they can pull them off. I've seen videos where guys have parked their cars up against the wall, and these wheel procurement agents will take the wheels on the left-hand side where, so to say, the car is parked against the wall on the right. So they can't get to the wheels on the other side, but they'll take the wheels that they can get to. So it's all about trying to make this as difficult as possible in terms of them coming onto your property and then going after your wheels. So again, you've got to look at your yard, and it's very weird that I'm saying it like this, but you've got to almost look at your yard the way a criminal would look at your property and figure out what are the weak points on your property. Beams, basically, would help, a set of beams on the front part of your yard. But on that point, try and buy a quality brand, because these guys will leopard crawl on the lawn, try and get under the beam. Like I said, it's a professional business. It's guys practice to do this, and they have an idea of what to look for. And the more difficult you can make it, the better off you'd be by, you know, not having them take your wheels and waking up in the morning to go to work and having a surprise waiting for you.
Yeah. And also, usually with my understanding, if you do have vehicle insurance, which most cars, unfortunately, on South African roads don't, often that insurance doesn't cover your tires.
Look, on that point, no. I've seen the insurance companies replace a set of wheels and tires, provided, obviously, you know, again, there's a flip side to that where, let's say, for example, the client doesn't have money to replace tires at the moment and might arrange to have the wheels and tires go missing. So the insurance company will do an investigation on that and look into it. They treat every case. You know, they'll go after your specific case with your specific details and the rest of it, and they view it like that. It's not a blanket approach to all the wheel theft cases at the moment. Mm-hmm. But that being said, there's also a fraud aspect to this, which takes place in South Africa.
Yeah.
So again, try and, you know, get your guard lock nuts, get your beams installed. If you can put a system in, that would be great. And, you know, monitor that. And If the alarm goes off in the early hours of the morning, chances are somebody's tried to jump your wall. Push the panic button, get the security there, and, you know, get out there and see what's going on.
Sure. So, in other news this week, we see another Chinese brand making an entrance in the South African motoring space. They're actually falling under the Chery Group. And actually, I've seen them build a dealership now on Winnie Mandela Drive. There seems to be one that they're setting up there. Is it J.Co.? How do we say their name?
Well, I've heard exactly what you've just said now. J.Co., J.Co. So it's up to you as to what you're going to call the brand. They've got interesting vehicle names, okay? I mean, you've got so it's Chery Omoda and J.Co., right? And then their derivatives are, there's a J7, which is a Vortex and a Glacier. And then the chart topping, you know, they've got these, I don't know, these names. I'd like to chat to the guys that did the research on these names and said that, no, South Africans would like to drive a car called a Vortex.
Yeah.
Or something called a Glacier. Anyway.
So they've entered the South African market, and they're launching with an SUV, the J7. What do we know about the J7?
So with these cars, you know, from what I've seen with these vehicles in the market, they're very good with their gadgets. So all the sort of tech that they put into the vehicles. For the price point, I mean, the Vortex, you're looking at $549,900, right? The Glacier, you're looking at 600,000 rand, and then you're looking at for the chart topping Inferno, okay, you're looking at 680. So in terms of the price point, okay, so with these vehicles you're getting 18-inch alloy wheels, LED headlamps, front fog lamps, automatic windscreen wipers, 7 airbags in the car, front radar, you know, the radar, that note of that tech, the radar on the vehicle. So what that does is it will detect the distance between yourself and the vehicle in front of you. So if you use a speedo cruise, it will keep the gap. Also, if that person suddenly brakes the vehicle, your car will warn you and take action. So that sort of tech you see normally in the high-end German cars, the vehicles that are above 800,000 rand. But this is in a vehicle that's 550 for all intents and purposes. And that seems to be the draw card with these brands, where you are getting something that's packed full of tech at a good price point. And I mean, I'm sorry to say, but I don't see any competition coming out of Germany against these specific brands and their price points.
Yeah. I would think the only competition right now would be potentially from a brand like Suzuki, who are now number 3, I think, in terms of sales. So Toyota number 1, VW number 2. But they're only just a couple hundred of cars behind VW. So I would think Suzuki, in terms of price point, is potentially the Chinese brand's only real competition.
Yeah, the thing is what you must understand is, at this point in time, because our rand-dollar exchange is so bad, okay, to buy the German marks, we are buying them in dollars, okay? Remember the BMW factory that manufactures the 3 Series is in the States, okay? We only manufacture the X3 here. Now, prior to us manufacturing the X3, we used to manufacture the 3 Series, so the price point was down on those vehicles. So if you look at those cars now, I mean, the 3 Series is quite an expensive option. Now, what's happened now is, because we are buying it in dollars, the cars have become quite expensive. Now, with your brands like Kia, Hyundai, and Suzuki, those factories are in India, and we're buying them in rupees. The exchange rate is better, hence the price point is better. And those vehicles are selling. Now, same with these vehicles, Chery, J.Co., Haval, same story. The problem with these vehicles, and I've seen lots and lots and lots of complaints from clients and both from panel beaters, there are no body parts for these cars. Bumpers, headlights, bonnets, fenders, very scarce. So the importers definitely need to do something about that, because as good as your price point is, you still need to be able to carry spares, carry accident parts, for, so that people can repair these cars should they have an accident.
Yeah. Interesting times ahead. Warren, as always, great to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you.
That is our resident motoring enthusiast, Warren Tucker.